Sanhedrin Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel. Roitzeach shenas arav b'achem, roitzeach, that was mixed with other people. What this means is, let's say you had two people that both had bow and arrows, and somebody shot out an arrow from between them, and they killed. And you don't know which of the person is the killer, they're both potter. And this, the Rav says, even if one of them, you know, is a tzaddik, he's muchzik as a tzaddik, and the other one is not, he doesn't have such a good reputation, you can't kill based on chazaka, you can't kill based on circumstantial evidence. You need complete and clear edus, that your two edim see him kill. Now, there's a chsir and mechsir here, the Rav says. The Mishnah is missing a part that should say that a shor, that the gemar din of a shor was skilo, and then after the gemar din, it got mixed up with other shvarim. On this, the Tanakama holds that you give all of them skilo, all of them. Because you can't have hana, it's suffik. There's no din of rov by Bali Chaim, it's not bottle with a berov, Bali Chaim. So therefore, since there's no bittel here, you have to get rid of all them. Nobody can have enough from any of them. So you give skila to all of them, like a shor niskel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kainzen us on the keeper. Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not matriach based in to go and do skila on all of these different shvarim. Rather, it's enough to just put them in a kippah, meaning a locked room, until they all just die out from starvation. Not to be matriach based in. Kol chayavi misas shenis arvu zebazeh. Anytime you have chayavi misas, where the people that are chayiv misa become mixed up with each other, and they didn't remember which one was chayiv what, nidonin bakala, you always give them the lesser of the punishment. You can't kill a person that was chayiv, let's say chenek, you can't give him skila. And conversely, it is enough to give a person that's chayiv chenek a lower punishment, skila, or whatever the cases are. So the Mishnah says, on a skalim benisrof, and if you have people that were chayiv skila and also chayiv sreifa, so there's a machlekes, which is worse. Rabbi Shimon Omer, nidoinin b'skila. Rabbi Shimon holds that skila is less than sreifa. So you get skila. Sha sreifa chamura, because sreifa is more chamur. Cham Omer, nidoinin b'sreifa, sha skila chamura. Cham say that you give him sreifa, because skila is more chamur. Amar lehen Rabbi Shimon, ilo lo haisa sreifa chamura, lo nidna levas kohen shezinsa. If sreifa wasn't chamur, if it wasn't the most chamur, they would not have given it to a bas kohen shezinsa. And the limit is because a bas kohen, and this is Rabbi Shimon learns, whether she's an Arusa or whether she's a Nesua, whether she's just an Erison or even if it's full Nesuin, she gets Sreifa. That means that even a Bas Kohen that's in the status of Erison, where somebody was just Mekadosher, but he didn't bring her into a Chuppah, he didn't bring her into his house, she gets Sreifa. Masha Enkein, a Bas Yisrael, a Nara Marasa, she gets Skila. So how is it possible that a Nar Marasa is worse than a Bas Kohen? A Bas Kohen should be worse than a Nar Marasa. And you see it's worse because even a Bas Kohen that's in the Sua, that she's fully married, she also gets Sreifa. So you see Bas Kohen is a more Chomer thing. And therefore Sreifa is obviously more Chomer than Skila. Amru lo, ilo lo haisa Skila Chamura. If Skila wasn't the most Chomer, loy nidla lemegadef lo ovid avarazara. They would not have given it to a Megadef, a person that's Mevarchas Hashem, and a person also that's Ovid Avodah Zarah. Obviously, Skil is more Chomer. And the Chom hold, that which Rabbi Shimon Tain is, the Chom hold, this is all based on the Gemara, that the Onish of a Bas Kohen of Sreifa is only Legabe, a Bas Kohen that's Nisua, not a Bas Kohen that's an Arusa. A Bas Kohen that's an Arusa is no different than a Bas Yisrael. And a Bas Kohen that's an Arusa gets the most Chomer, which is, according to the Chom, Skila. So they both actually get skila. But a nesua, if she's fully married, a bas kohen, she gets sreifa. That's what the pasuk is talking about. A bas yisrael that's married and is mezana, she gets chenek. Now the question arises, according to Rabbi Shimon Lemaisa, if you hold that sreifa is more chomer and the bas kohen gets sreifa, why is it that a bas kohen comes out, according to Rabbi Shimon, worse than a megadif and a ovid avodah zarah that gets skila, which he holds is less? How can anything be any better than these two, Megadev and Ovid Avodah Zarah? They're like the worst Averis you could possibly do. So the Chiddush Aran says, the truth is that a Bas Kohen Shezinsa could be the worst one because she's not only being Mizana, but she's also totally desecrating her father's house and her father's name. She's Mechala, the quote of her father. And there are actually halachas that you don't give him the same kedusha that you give every other kohen after his daughter does this. She really caused a big pigam to her father here as well. So because of that, there's a certain sad that a bas kohen shezinsa could be, according to Rabbi Shimon, worse than those two because of the effects that it has on her father as well. Mishnah continues, Hanerogin b'nechnokim, if people that were chayiv, hereg, got mixed up with chenek, Rabbi Shimon Omer b'saif, Rabbi Shimon says with the sword. Rabbi Shimon holds that chenek is not the most makel, but rather the sword is the most makel, and that's why they would get saif, which is hereg. Lacham oimrim b'chenek, lacham say, you get the more makel one, which is chenek, the same achleikus we had earlier, that the chum hold that saif is more chomer than chenek.